Kia ora and welcome back. And on the line right now, I have the master of music, Mr. Martin Pepperell. Martin, how you going?
Morning. Good morning, Liam.
What's been going on?
Oh, so much. So much has been going on. But time is money, so let's get to it.
Let's get to it. All right, we are talking today about a artist called Debit.
Yeah, we are.
Why don't you give us a wee intro to her?
Okay. So, look, you know, like this, in one sense, you know, this music is probably completely inappropriate for morning radio, but guess what? It's 2022. You know, Russia's firing missiles at Ukraine. Spain and London have orange skies from Saharan cloud dust. We're in a pandemic. I mean, we've got to talk about some interesting stuff.
So, oh, we do. They're screw limits anymore, I say.
Yeah, no, they're done. It's over. But, okay, so Debit's a Mexican-American producer, DJ, and sound engineer who has just released her second album, The Long Count, which is named after the Mayan Long Count calendar, which some of you might be familiar with from, you remember, about there was a whole craze about 10 years ago about the idea that the world was going to end in 2012.
Yeah. Loads of films about it and all that.
Yeah, the whole thing. Well, anyway, apparently, you know, there's some scholars think that the miscalculations were incorrect, and actually the whole concept of the world ending, it's more like the end of a long count cycle, which maybe ended in 2020. But anyway, so for this record, what she did is she went to the Institute of Mayan Studies in Mexico City and went and got all of these archival recordings of these traditional late classical Mayan wind and stone and vine instruments, which in a lot of ways are quite similar to a set of instruments that indigenous instruments people use down here. Songaporo, like with the bone flutes, wood flutes, all of that. And got all the stuff. And then she spent a month dividing all of these recordings up into individual samples, chopping them down to like the smallest pieces of information, and used machine learning software to analyze them. And then proceeded to basically build a set of digital instruments, one digital instrument per track, and then recorded improvisations on them in this droning ambient style. Now, important for context, since she started releasing music as Debit in 2018, her practice has shifted between two different poles. On one hand, ambient and experimental music like this, and on the other hand, really percussive, syncopated dance music, which falls within a bunch of modern Mexican club music traditions that really begin with a style called tribal guerrero, which was a thing that kicked off in the late 2000s in Monterrey in Mexico. There's actually a city she spent some time living up in Mexico City that sort of was using traditional percussive patterns, like big colorful synthesizers, and even like a little bit of attitude that came from the final days of the emo explosion. You know, these kids had their fringes and they were playing these big club bangers, and it was pretty cool. So she's been moving back and forth between these two different extremes over her releases, and the way that started was with her first album, Animus. It was half ambient music and half club music. Then there was an ambient EP called Love Discipline, then like a club EP called System. Now we're swinging back into the ambient and experimental side of things. And directly after she finished recording this record, she started working as a tour DJ for Azalea Banks of a 1-2-1, a 2-1-2 fame.
Mm.
So, yeah, this sort of thing's cool these days. You know, you see a lot more space for musicians and artists to have more of a plurality of styles or sounds or expression within what they're doing, as opposed to just being stuck in one space. And I suppose here in Aotearoa, like the way that that's been expressed the most clearly over the last 10 to 15 years is the proliferation of musicians you'll meet who'll be in, they'll be in an indie rock band or a folk band or whatever, and then on the other end of the spectrum, they'll also be making laptop electronic music or maybe DJing as well. And I think it's nice to be well-rounded, right?
Yeah, no, it's great. And, like, I mean, the ability, like, to give people the ability to experiment, I think, you know, ultimately leads to more impassioned music, and impassioned music leads to better music.
And just freedom as well, you know, giving people space to, you know, find out who they are in different ways. I mean, it's one thing, I'm just going to fucking sidebar on this, like, briefly over the top for a moment. I was thinking about back in probably about 8 years ago, you know, there was this whole phenomena that emerged in electronic music where there were all these new producers and artists emerging who were anonymous, but they had had female performance names. And it turned out that a bunch of them were actually guys. And there was this whole, like, kerfuffle. People were going on, oh, you know, these guys are, like, appropriating the feminine identity. You know, this is really bad, problematic. Cancel them all. And, you know who one of them was? One of them was Sophie. And a couple of years later, all of those people had to eat their hats when they found out that Sophie had actually transitioned. And this whole identity thing was a way of bridging that gap.
Yeah,
you know?
And
so you've got to give people space, you know.
Oh, totally. And I think like one really good thing point to make there is like First Day, for example, which we're going to play. The whole process around this Long Count album that Debit's done sounds like it was, you know, meticulous work to record all these wind instruments. And you know, if you don't give people that space, they probably, you know, wouldn't end up with this work.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, like I said, I mean, like, this is not really probably morning radio work, but maybe it is. I don't know. I mean, anyway, look, I just want to talk about interesting ideas and different things because, you know, the sky in Spain's orange and, like, all sorts of horrific things are happening. So we should just have fun with it.
Oh, I totally agree. So shall we play First Day now?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, let's go. All right, to our listeners out there, this is First Day by Debit. Enjoy. Thank you. And that was First Day by Debit. Wild song, crazy. It's probably not something you hear often on morning radio.